Okay, so the runes are all in place, and I've worked out the rules of binding. Yeah, okay, this is a bit mean to make, but things are only going to get rougher moving forward. I mean, come on! Who wouldn't want a pair of bone-breaking gloves? Okay, it's non-lethal. No, it's non-lethal, I promise. See, look, I've even made sure it's one of the rules of binding. Well, yeah, okay, that does make them more powerful, but it means I can never kill anybody with them. Look, I don't feel as smart as Mom and Dad were. Or anyone before me, I guess. You included. Sometimes, I don't know, I need to make things to level the playing field. And these gloves are one. Violent, but I don't really have a choice, do I? Thanks for saying that, AC. Okay then, they seem to be finished. All right, so I got this skeleton for practice. Should totally react the same as a living person. Does it matter where I got it? I mean, there's like 3 shops within walking distance that sell the same kind of shit. Hell, probably worse if we're being honest. Well, I'm pretty sure they were dead when the bones were taken out. Like 80%. 70 at the lowest. Oh, holy hell, I hope they really were. Yeah, okay, let's not go down that rabbit hole. We should make the most out of their sacrifice. Which I hope wasn't actually a sacrifice. We're missing the point. Shit, 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 shit. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, my pointer finger thumb. Oh shit. I'm getting woozy. Holy hell. I didn't know they could bend that way. I'm gonna throw up. I'm gonna pass out. Shit, maybe both. We're going down, Captain. God. Holy shit. Okay, I'm up. Give me a damn second. Mage in pain. Shit. I mean, Mage in the Machine, how can I help you? Wait, really now? And when was this, Charles? About 30 minutes ago. Okay, well, I've been passed out for, shit, over 2 hours. So that's pretty impressive, even for me. When I ordered my usual, did I seem, well, off in any way? More positive. Are you saying I'm not normally a positive person? Okay, well, smartass, when you put it that way. I don't think it's anything to worry about, at least for you and the others, but if you see me, will you tell me to head back to the shop? Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Just put it on my tab, Charles. Well, you should start a tab system. Ugh, Jesus. Fine. I'll run by later and pay, okay? All right, man. You be careful, too. Shit. All right, well, before I come home, I better fix these 2 fingers. Note to self. The binding rules, make sure to put fingers as something that can't be broken. Alright, let's get these bastards straight again. Whew, okay, we pull on 3. Ready? Okay. 1, 2. Sweet summer sacrifice, that hurts. Oh, God, I'm fighting to stay up. Okay. Okay, they're wrapped and bound. Plus, those painkillers should totally kick in soon. Well, I mean, they're a bit stronger than over-the-counter, and besides, I don't think it's gonna matter for what's coming.
Hello, is the repair tech in? I think someone stole my identity.
I'm back here. Hurry up and let's get this over with.
Well, hot damn. Look at this setup. Maybe a bit too lonely drunk for my taste, but hey, we'll make it work, won't we? I doubt folks around these parts. Around these parts. Well, hot damn. Do you hear that? It just kind of happened without me meaning to. A little bit of country twang we got from Mom and Dad. Oh, but you don't like it, do you? Oh, I can see it right there. Always keeping it down so you can be Mr. Serious Pants, to be an example of no-nonsense, huh? Can't say I've got everything out of your pretty head yet, but hot damn if I'm not getting far. Do you know what I am yet, boy? I can't tell if I haven't gotten to that part of your mind or if it simply isn't there.
You're a false jester. Shapeshift and fiend for replacing people. You feed off of stolen moments and destruction you can bring to people's lives.
Oh, very good. So you know how royally fucked.
I know that you can't finish the job without beating me at something. Normally, you pick your victim's favorite game, kick their ass at it, and call it good. But I'm in a bit of a hurry, so how about we play a single hand of blackjack and call it good?
See what I'm talking about? God, I am so excited to take over your life. All the people to save, or hurt, or both. But yes, I agree to those terms.
Alright, let me go get the cards real fast. I'm pretty sure I know where they are.
Take your time. I have no idea where they are, but I'm in no hurry. I could read your thoughts all day. So many horrible things, so much loss. God, you are a sad sack of shit, aren't you?
You know if you take my identity, you take everything, right? The curse included?
Well, of course, oh slave to the keeper of keys. I see it as a great opportunity to play the hero for a bit, before trashing everything and moving on to the next life. Speaking of playing hero, seems you had a good number of folk travel through your life, huh? Guys, gals, ooh, even a few dimmy humans, you nutty boy. Not a lot of romance to be seen, though, but there is one name that pops up recently. Who is Max?
You already know the answer to that. Otherwise, you wouldn't be asking.
Okay, you're right. I have a perfect idea of who she was. Cute. Smart. Ooh. Wasn't always called Max, huh? Look at you being all progressive. That being said, though, seems their death was completely your fault, huh? Well, I guess our fault, but that's neither here nor there. I should get used to saying that, maybe. It's funny, though, right? It's not like we failed to stop some kind of monster or we made some kind of horrible mistake. No, we caused their death. We used them, knowing that the outcome could very well be the end of her precious life. More of that brooding silence, huh? Fine with me. God knows we talk to ourselves enough. Such a tough case that was. And with only the two of you to finish it. Well, it didn't start off as just two, right? Oh, we had such a merry little band of friends, but one by one, well, we both know what happens when people hang around us, right?
Found them. We'll use Gramps' old pack. I doubt you'll have an issue with it.
Nothing special about those being an old luck charm, huh? You're really not gonna try any tricks or traps? Oh, I am disappointed in us, Ozzy. Oh. You don't like people calling you that anymore, right? Who was the last one to do it? Was it Jade? I can't believe you left her out of that last case. Though, to be fair, I highly doubt she could have done anything to help anyway. Wonder if she still thinks about you. About how it's your fault the other four did. About how you left her behind after burying Max so long ago.
Really? Okay. Look, this is getting a little too introspective for me, and you are a horrible therapist, so you mind if we just get this started?
Okay, fine. But I do have one final question for you, Ozzy. In the end, did she trust you? When you told Max that everything was gonna be okay, do you think they trusted you? In those final, sad moments, when you knew how the spell was gonna go, do you think they felt it was all worth it? Well, look at that. 10 showing, and you've only got 5. Let's hit, shall we? Well, look at that. I've got 20. Not looking too good for you, is it, Ozzy?
I've got 13 showing, so gonna hit again.
Oh, that's a 6. Adding that to your 13 plus your face down. Gotta say that's a bust, huh? Well, that's just too damn bad.
Face down card's a 2, so if my math's right, it's 19 plus 2 equals 21. So that's blackjack, and I win.
There's no damn way. You had to have cheated, Mage, and I swear to God, I will kill you and everything that matters.
Gramps came up with this trick. The deck is both rigged and acts as a trap for when asshats like you lose. See, everything that now happens to this card happens to you. If I bend it, you bend. If I rip it, you rip. Gramps figured it was best to just lock things like you away, or hand you off to someone who could better manage you. Thing is, I'm not like my Gramps. I'm not like my dad. I'm not like any of them. I'm tired. I'm bitter. And I'm out of mercy for things like you. Oh, and to answer your last question on whether Max trusts trusted me in the end. To be completely honest, it really doesn't matter. Labeling this as support ticket number 042525. Summary of events. A false jester attempted to steal my identity to feed off the chaos and pain it could cause with it. Entity was trapped within one of grandfather's rigged playing cards and was destroyed with extreme force. Current status. Marking this ticket as closed, seeing as how the jester will no longer be a problem. Something tells me that others of its kind will be far more wary to try something like this ever again.